How about this last Saturday of May 2020? Hey, I tell you what, I can't wait till 2020 is done so. But the fact is, we're not even halfway through, so we are going to continue to suck it up. And there's no better person to suck it up than with me, your boy Michael Garfield, High Tech Texan Show. Hope all is well. We do thank you for tuning in, and not too much longer before we will let you go, and then you can go on to your happy hour or whatever you have been doing, but not before we have our weekly chat with Eric Lipper. Eric is a senior partner, managing partner of Hirsch & Westheimer. He's been on the show here for the past few weeks with some great information in terms of legal issues. And I have been continuing to get emails from a lot of you guys out there sending me questions. Hey, listen, could you ask Eric when he comes on about this issue, be it a landlord-tenant issue? And it makes sense because Hirsch & Westheimer, they've been around for well over 100 years here in the Houston area, and they cover so many things when it comes to legal aspects. And there's a lot of legal aspects happening right now when it comes to COVID, jobs, landlords and leases. And jobs is a big issue. There are a ton of people moving around, be it by your own reconnaissance, be it by your laid off, maybe your job has been furloughed or whatever. And there's the issue of non-competes. I say non-competes because in our business of the media, yeah, we have non-compete clauses. But what happens if you're working for a company and you have some clients, specific clients? Are they your clients if you move to another company? Or are they the clients of the current company you work with? This was a hot topic that I've received from a few of you. And so we're going to get right to the heart of it right now by bringing in Eric Lipper from Hirsch & Westheimer. Good afternoon to you, sir. How have you been this past week?
I've been great. Good to hear from you, Michael.
No, it's always great to have you, and you've been providing us some great content. So much so, I'm not even getting tech questions, Eric. They're all about legal questions. So you're going to have to be a co-host. You cool with that?
I am happy to do it. We may have to get you a law license.
You know what? My mother wanted me to be a doctor, a lawyer. So you know what? That actually could come true if this radio gig doesn't work out for me. But in the meantime, I am going to use you for legal experts, as you cover so many things with Hirsch & Westheimer. And we'll make sure at the end of our conversation here to give out the website and your phone number for people to contact you. But you heard my lead in, Eric, and this is what I got from many listeners about jobs. They're moving on, but they have a lot of questions. If I'm fired or if I leave on my own, am I allowed to take my clients? And from a quick research, I believe it's called a covenant not to compete. Can you start with that, with the overall, just a little about where this whole originated?
Well, you know, Texas is a pretty interesting place. And so, you know, if you go back in the history of Texas, you know, I think we may be the only state that was its own country at one time.
I think you're right.
But when they wrote our Constitution, they said restraints on trade are going to be illegal. And that's right in the black and white when we founded our state. So over time, the legislature has chipped away at that stuff and said, we're going to allow some agreements that are called non-competes, provided you meet the requirements of a particular statute. And in this case, people who are employed by various companies may have a non-compete that protects the company and the employer, excuse me, and the employee, just so everybody knows what the deal is.
So it's like, I guess it's and correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm going to put words in your mouth, an agreement that's written mostly, I guess, by an employer, really to keep the secret sauce, the trade secrets within. Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, they're called non-competes because they are to protect against unfair competition. So an employer who gets an employee in their company and spends a lot of effort telling the employee about their secrets of their business and how to get the customers and pays the money to develop the customer, that employer has what is called a protectable interest. And so they may ask their employee to enter into this agreement to protect the employer's interest. Now, it doesn't apply to employees if they don't receive something that's worthy of protection. So let me give you an example. Mm-hmm. You know, if somebody worked in a hamburger place and they go down the street to the next hamburger restaurant, nobody is going to get to say you can't make hamburgers. But they might be able to say, you learned the recipe for my secret sauce, and you can't make the secret sauce at your next restaurant. That's what covenants not to compete do is really protect the secret sauce.
I hope the folks from In-N-Out Burger are listening, because Whataburger, they're coming after you as we continue to have a conversation with Eric Lepper. He is with Hirsch and Westheimer. That's a great analogy, the way to explain it. How do these issues, Eric, how do they present themselves?
Well, you know, we're seeing this come up with more frequency right now because of all the things happening in the employment market in Houston. And, of course, these things are always an emergency. It never fails that I get a call from an employer at 5 o'clock on a Friday afternoon that says, we had an employee that resigned and is going down the street to our competitor. Or an employee contacts me at the last minute that says, I want to leave and go work for a competitor. So usually what happens is we're either advising the employer or the employee, and especially if you're on the employer's side of the issue, you'll send what's called a cease and desist letter, which is you tell the employee to stop that conduct. You can't go take our secret sauce to your new employer.
You say things that are everyday just terminology, you know, for legal stuff. I hear this, and it goes back to the word bankruptcy. Our first conversation, you know, a few weeks ago, it's like these things are scary, I think, to the common folks. So, yeah, cease and desist is something that you shouldn't take lightly. If the situation, Eric, let's just say it doesn't resolve, what's the next step?
Well, the next step is probably the most difficult part of practicing law is you end up at the courthouse. Because if you as the employer send a cease and desist and the employee says, sorry, I'm not going to, the employer's rights are to go to the courthouse. And you might, you know, depending on where the employee is, it may be Harris, Fort Bend, or Montgomery, because we go everywhere in the market around here. And you'll file something that's called a temporary restraining order.
Oh, yes, the old TSO.
Yeah, TRO.
TRO, that's exactly, TRO. I'm thinking of the eyeglasses, yeah.
Yeah.
All these acronyms.
Yeah. And the way that process works is you file your lawsuit and you go to the judge that it gets assigned to and you ask them to enter this temporary restraining order, and it will, if you're right, temporarily stop that conduct. And by temporary means 14 days. Mm-hmm. And it might be extended one time. And after that, you end up going to a trial, either with a judge or a jury, depending on what you want to have. And that's kind of the process.
Continuing our discussion with Eric Lepper. Eric is a managing partner. He is with Hirsch & Westheimer. I'll kind of get you out of here on this. It's a very interesting topic over here. At the end of the day, how do these things turn out? Yeah, I'm trying to think of who's in the catbird seat, which person has got the leg up.
Well, you know, I've been around here for a long time, and we have seen all kinds of things in, you know, the world, both, you know, some years it's Republicans, some years it's Democrats. Well, in some decades, these are enforceable, and in some decades, they're not. And there has been a flip-flop, so to speak, in Texas law between whether the courts want to enforce these non-competes or not. Now, over the last decade or so, the law has really turned much more favorable to the employer. And in fact, the law was changed in a way so that the judge, if they think the agreement's too broad or overbearing against the employee, can revise the agreement. Mm-hmm. To be a little, you know, more narrow. But because they got all those powers to revise the agreement, I would say that the pendulum really has swung in favor of the employer. Mm. And that's kind of where Texas law sits right now.
So it's good. It's good to be the hiring person, the hiring employer right now. But the fact is, as we wrap this up, this topic here this week, Eric, if there are issues, It's worth digging. It's worth, you know, finding representation, something, you know, of you, what you and your firm do. If anybody wants information about this, maybe they have a situation, I guess, on either side of the coin, what can they do? How can they reach out to you?
Well, they can, of course, call me on the phone, which is 713-220-9181. And if they want to read about us, I'd welcome them to come to our website. And this is a hard spelling. It's www.com. www.hirschwest.com. And that, let me spell it. It is HIRSCHWEST.com. And I would welcome to talk to anybody about these issues.
I go on your website quite frequently, right before, several times before we talk here on Saturdays. You got a lot of good information. It's a lot of resources there. And you, in your firm, which has been around for well over 100 years here in Houston, Erica, you cover a lot of things. But that is H-I-R-S-C-H West, folks, hirschwest.com. And, of course, I will put that on my Twitter and a lot of my social media. Eric, I know it is Saturday. You have taken a lot of your valuable time out, but you did answer a lot of questions from our listeners, and I invite all listeners to continue to email me, give us a shout, michaelgarfield@iheartmedia.com, whatever, you know, issues that you may be seeing here, certainly in these COVID-teen times. Something tells me that the good folks at Hirsch and Westheimer can take care of it, and then we'll tee up Eric for next week. I appreciate it, my friend. All right, so get back to what you're doing today. Something says you may be out sailing or something, but you're a good man, smart man.
Thank you for having me.
You got it. All right, folks, we continue the long-running high-tech Texan show. Open phone lines. Got Father's Day opportunities and a number of different calls on the line about webcams. How do they work? How can you make yourself even skinnier? Ah, trick that I've been using for years and years. Don't go anywhere. It is the high-tech Texan show.